The Field Negro. Well, yeah, maybe that's in the history books, but it's also in the blogosphere. We've got BET host Keith Boykin and Tyra Banks all having at least one thing in common now. They are Black Weblog Award winners. And this week, the winners were announced for some of the best Black blogging in 30 categories: Blog of the Year, Best Podcast, and the Black Blogger Achievement Award. There were two sets of winners, one by popular choice and the second by a panel of judges. This is the third year the Black Weblog Awards have been handed out, and I used handed out loosely, though, because there aren't any trophies or medals. There's just bragging rights in the rapidly expanding Black blogosphere. Keith Boykin is the creator of KeithBoykin.com. He has those rights. The best-selling author just won the Black Blogger Achievement Award by popular vote, and he's also the People's Choice for Best Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Blog. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Hey, Farai, how are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So you are someone who can pop up anywhere at any time, on the radio, on TV. You've got books. What makes your blog important to you?
Well, it's really a way for me to connect all the different things that I do. You know, I do TV, as you said before. I'm happy to do this radio interview with you today. And, you know, I write books, and all these things are connected to one another. I get a chance to use the blog as a vehicle to talk about race, politics, sexuality, all the things that I talk about in the other media. And so it actually helps me to communicate those in a different sphere.
How did you find out that you had gotten this award?
I'm a little embarrassed to admit how I found out. I didn't know about it, actually. I didn't campaign for it. I didn't nominate myself or anything. I found out because I do a daily search of my name on Google, which I should probably
no shame in that
public.
Game.
And it came up the other day. I think it was yesterday. It came up, and I was like, oh, wow, what is this? This is something new. Actually, it was a Technorati search that brought it up, and I looked into it. I was like, wow, I won this award. Didn't know about it. Nobody ever contacted me and told me about it, strangely enough.
But it's the best kind of, you know, morning surprise. And
yes,
so,
it is. It is. Because normally when I do the search, I find people saying horrible things to me. Oh, I disagree with Keith Boykin about this and that. You know, so it's good to see something positive for change.
So your blog deals with basically whatever you want it to, but you deal a lot with the intersection of race and sexuality. Why do you think it's important, if you think it's important, for a blog like yours to be recognized at, you know, as part of the African-American blogging community?
Well, you know, when I started doing the blog, I think 3 or 4 years ago, it was something I added onto the website because it was just basically a vanity site to promote the work that I do. And my web designer suggested that I add this. My web designer is a black gay man who encouraged me to create this vehicle, this community for people to have. And it didn't occur to me at the time how important it would be, but I think he was right about that. And I think it's important for the overall black community as well, because the LGBT, which stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community, often gets ignored in the larger black community. And the black people often get ignored in the larger gay community, too. So it's good for people to have a space where they can feel that they are a part of something that is for them.
Now, how do people react to your blog? I don't just mean people who are fans, but people who may, as you mentioned earlier, disagree with you and may come and only post on your comments page when they say, well, gosh, I fundamentally think that he's wrong.
Well, you know, I'm always amazed what a proprietary interest people have in my blog, in my website. You know, people will write in and tell me things that they disagree with and tell me what they think I should be doing or what they think I should be writing. For example, I published something this week which I called my blacklist, which is a list of 100 people who inspire me. And you are on that list, actually, Farai.
Oh, thank you.
There are 100 black people who really inspire me for different reasons. And people wrote in the comment section said, you missed someone on this list. You should have put this person. You should have put that person. And I'm thinking, well, this is not your list. This is my list. It's not the definitive list. It's not an exhaustive list. It's just 100 people who happen to inspire me, who happen to be black. And it's funny, though, that because people feel like they have a certain sort of sense of ownership over what you say and what you do, and they want to make sure that their voice gets communicated through your words.
We, of course, have our own blog, News and Views, at nprnewsandviews.org, and we love getting people. I mean, someone recently corrected me because I had listed the author of a book wrong, or I put out a call and said, who was it that covered Rich Girl? Turns out that Nina Simone covered Hall & Oates Rich Girl. I love that interchange. Even when somebody's calling me out because I've done something wrong or something they think is wrong, I love that interchange. Do you get a certain energy out of that process?
I do. You know, I'd say 95% of the time I love it.
I know what that 5% feels like.
Right, 5% I feel like.
It's like someone flicking a rubber band at the back of your head.
Exactly. You know, there's some people who come on a regular basis just to tell me how much they hate me, which I always think is amusing to me, that they would spend so much time and energy to go to somebody's website to tell them that they don't like that person. But that's really the exception, not the rule. I think most of the comments are very insightful and productive. There's a whole community of people who comment regularly. And what I like about it, too, is that the comments often get me to see something I hadn't seen before. I'll write something, and then I'll get another perspective from somebody who I hadn't expected to hear from, or a thought I hadn't expected to hear. And it really helps me to frame the ideas that I present. There have been times I've been on CNN and done discussions about things I've written on my blog and changed what I've said on TV because of what people have written in the comments on my site.
Now, this is all fairly new. How important do you think it is really to have a presence online as well as in all the other forms of what you do?
I think it's critical for me because, you know, I'm a lecturer, I'm doing the TV stuff, I'm occasionally doing radio and writing books at the same time. All these things are synergistically connected. They're all interrelated. And to the extent that someone can get access to me from one medium or another, I think it's useful because they all help to support the other. From a business perspective, from a message perspective, from a branding perspective, it's just a no-lose situation. I think a blog is a critical element for someone like me who's a social commentator, a political commentator, who's talking about things that are going on, and people want to know what you have to say. News happens on a daily basis. When Larry Craig announced that he was resigning, or wasn't resigning, or was intent to resign, or whatever it was he was saying, people wanted to know what it was that I had to say about that, if anything. And so a blog gives you an opportunity to communicate directly to the public without the filter of the media.
All right. Well, Keith, thanks so much.
Thank you, Farai.
Keith Boykin has now added his name to the Black Weblog Awards, and he's a broadcaster, author, and creator of KeithBoykin.com. He co-hosts the BET talk show, My Two Cents.